This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Tanya, what's happened to our dreams during COVID?
Oh my gosh. Well, they've often become quite crazy. There was a piece of research that was done by a Harvard dream researcher. She looked at 9,000 dreams during the pandemic, and people were dreaming about massive bug attacks and armies of cockroaches.
Whoa.
And, you know, then forgetting to wear their mask and getting attacked and all sorts of fun things. So some of the anxieties and fears around the pandemic have certainly coming up in our dreams.
Tanya, you've been getting into dreams a bit lately, and you've been particularly interested in what our dreams can be telling us from God.
Yeah, it's a bit unusual, isn't it, Ben? I think it was part of a bigger story about trying to hear the voice of God. You know, God's very personal. He speaks to us. So I kind of prayed that prayer, speak to me. And then I discovered that God was speaking to me in my dreams.
Yeah.
And I would see some things and then they would come to pass literally before my eyes. And I'd be like, whoa, this is really weird. And then I started reading through the Bible and I realized the Bible is full of God dreams all through it. In fact, probably the main way that God speaks to people in the Bible. And we can still see that God speaks that way today.
Like what in the Bible? What kind of examples can you give us?
All the big moments of the Old Testament, people like Abraham, Jacob and Joseph and Solomon and a whole bunch of the prophets. But then you get into the Christmas story, right? We've all heard the Christmas story and there are five God dreams in the Christmas story. Then you get to the book of Acts in the early church and everyone's having dreams and visions. And then the last book of the Bible is entirely one of them. So it really is a favoured form of God speaking and he uses pictures while we're sleeping.
How did you set about trying to decipher your own dreams that you believe were from God?
Yeah, really good question, because most of our dreams are not. Most of our dreams are just reflections of what's happening during the day. So, you know, if you start dreaming about a virus and a bug coming to get you, that's very clearly reflecting what's been on your mind during the day. Psychologists often use this as part of their therapy to help deal with some of that underlying anxiety and fear that we have about life. But then occasionally God can speak in a dream and it can be quite profound for our lives. So it's just being aware of the possibility and being open to, okay, God, what are you saying to me? However you speak, I want to be a person who hears what you say because it's going to help me follow you.
And so, Tanya, did you journal or something? Did you try to document your dreams and then try to work out what they might be revealing?
You know, one of the first dreams I ever had from God, I had a dream. And then that morning I opened up my Bible to do my set reading of the day. It was from a book which had a passage. And the passage I was reading was exactly the scene in my dream. Then I went to church that morning and that was the same scene that the preacher was speaking on. That was like, whoa, what is this? And so I started to do a little bit of reading about it. And then I realized, okay, when God sent the Spirit, when Jesus said, I'm going to send you my Spirit's going to continue to speak to you about what I've already said to you. And my Spirit's going to speak to you about what you're facing, those things to come. At the beginning of the church, that's how this, when the Spirit was poured out in Acts chapter 2, it says that we'll be able to hear from God in visions and dreams. And so we see that unfolding in the early church as well.
So is that what you're recommending to us then, Tanya? If we're looking into our dreams a bit more deeply and trying to understand if God is actually speaking to us through them, that the way we go about working that out is to take it back to God's word, check it against the Spirit, check it against the truths that have been revealed.
Yeah, that's very true. It says, well, we know that we need to test what we hear because obviously not everything we hear is from God. There's a great story actually in Acts chapter 10. Peter the Apostle had just had a vision. He'd fallen asleep and he'd seen this unusual scene of unclean food on his rooftop. And it was a really important God conversation for the church. And he'd seen all this unclean food that he wasn't allowed to eat. And he's wandering around his house, wondering what it all meant. And if you have a look at some of his story, you'll see that God begins to show Peter, it's me speaking to you. And that anything the Spirit says is going to be consistent with what Jesus has already said. So when we get to know what God is like in Jesus, the way we do that is to read our Bibles and see what God is like. And we know that when the Spirit speaks to us today, it's going to be consistent with what Jesus has already said. So we really do need to think about it in that context. Is this something God would say? Well, let's have a look at the sorts of things that God has said. Let's look at Jesus and see what he said, see what he did, what the Spirit says to me today will be consistent with what Jesus has already said and done.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.